Mark, and I'm recording now. We wanted to talk to you today because of the recent upsurge in the market volatility. It's made a lot of investors pretty nervous. What I've heard is that the number one concern is when is the market going to turn down? So they want to know, should they sell their stocks and put all their money into cash?
Recently in my Investor Cafe newsletter, even though market volatility is up, the short answer is no. I don't think it's a good idea to get out of the market, and for several reasons. Based on years of experience as an applied financial economist, I'm highly skeptical, of course, of anyone who says he can predict the tops and the bottoms of the market. Investor or money managers decide if a sell-off like this one we saw earlier this year is merely a correction or the beginning of a full-scale bear market. And no system really can accurately predict these tops or bottoms.
So you're saying timing the market is virtually impossible?
Yes, pretty much. But it's actually worse than that. The problem with market timing is not merely that it's difficult to know when the market is going to plummet. It's also that you often miss the big profits by going to cash prematurely. Investment advisor Richard Bernstein did a study of individual investors' buy-and-hold habits over a 20-year period from 1994 to 2014, and he found that the average investor made only a 4% annual return on his portfolio compared to 10% for the S&P 500 index. This was largely a result of trying to time the market and missing the big opportunities.
So what should investors do in the face of all this market volatility?
Over the years, I've developed what I believe is the safest way to maximize returns while also protecting your portfolio. First, you start by investing in fundamentally good companies, and by that I mean I prefer ones that are highly profitable and paying rising dividends. These are typically the best, the strongest, and the most resilient companies in the market. You should buy them when they are priced low and hold them through thick or thin.
But what about when the market drops? You know, we have big drops here and there.
Well, even with the 2008-2009 crash, it only took about 3 years for the market as a whole to completely recover. In fact, had investors just held on, they would have likely seen their stocks continue rising to record highs. The S&P 500 is nearly double. In fact, it's tripled from its 2008 high. But if people were really nervous at crash, I recommend using a generous protective stop around 20% below the current price. This can help protect investors from severe bear markets.
So anything else investors should consider?
Yeah, I think second, I'd advocate using a particular type of income investment, both as a means of weathering a bear market and also maximizing returns. For the past 14 years, for example, that's what we've done in my high income alert service, and we currently have an average annual return of 71.4% when you include the call options.
So what type of income investments are you talking about there, Mark?
Well, really, we're looking for highly profitable dividend-paying stocks in which earnings come from the business itself and not from investments.
So why is that point important?
Well, the economy is booming right now for many reasons, the Trump tax cuts among them. And with interest rates rising, bonds will continue to underperform. And that means your best bet is to identify cash-rich companies that are successful at what they do and pass their success onto their shareholders in the form of big cash payments. If you do that, you can stop worrying about volatility in the market as a whole. That's why I advocate being 100% invested in this market, not ever going to 100% in cash, the opposite, as some people are recommending, even with today's extreme volatility. I just think you miss out on too many investment opportunities.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Mark, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
Hey, my pleasure.